Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday. Bonus meditation time. We're posting an anxiety-busting meditation today, or maybe just to set expectations just a little bit lower here, an anxiety-reducing meditation. Our teacher du jour is Kyra Jewel Lingo, who's been on this show a couple of times. She was an ordained nun for 15 years in Thich Nhat Hanh's Order of Interbeing. Speaking of Thich Nhat Hanh, he died recently, as some of you may know, and we're going to be doing a special episode to talk about his life and his teachings. That's coming up soon. Back, though, to Kyra Jewel Lingo. She is now a lay Dharma teacher based on Long Island in New York, and she's the author of the recent book, We Were Made for These Times, 10 Lessons for Moving Through Change, Loss, and Disruption. Okay, here we go now with Kyra.
Hey, this is Kyra Jewel. My teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, sums up his whole lifetime of teachings with one sentence. I have arrived. I am home. This is one way of speaking about mindfulness or being present, coming home to ourselves. When we bring our mind back to our body, we come home. No matter what happens around you, if you can find this home inside of you, you are always safe. So to begin, I invite you to connect with your present moment experience. Sit, lie, or stand in a comfortable position that supports you to be alert and also relaxed. You are welcome to have your eyes open or closed. Begin by feeling the contact between your body and whatever surface is supporting you. Allow yourself to land right here in your body, to occupy as fully as you can the space you are in. Set the intention to stay with yourself, to be present for yourself, to come home to yourself, to tend to what is alive in you just now. You deserve this care, this time to rest and simply be. You are precious and unique. In all the world, there is no one else who brings the precise combination of gifts that you bring. Allow yourself to arrive here as fully as you can, so you can savor the gift of yourself. Give yourself permission to be just as you are in this moment. If you notice resistance, doubt, or some habit of pushing away your goodness, welcome that too, and let it be here, meeting it with friendliness. This is so important because we can live much of our lives estranged from parts of ourselves. Now we have the opportunity to reconcile, to welcome back the parts of ourselves that may have been exiled, that we have ignored or pushed away. If it's helpful, you can repeat inwardly, "I have arrived. I am home." Or any other language that works for you. Remembering that the address of your true home is right here and now, wherever you are. Allow your eyes to gently open if they were closed. Take a moment to look around you and reconnect with your space. Thanks for your practice. See you next time.
Thank you to Kyra. We'll be back here on Monday with a brand new episode. We're going to talk to Bhikkhu Anaglio, a renowned scholar monk who's going to lay out what I found to be a very convincing case, a sort of selfish case for engaging seriously and in a sustained way with climate change, even though it's not easy. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.